感谢主给我们有机会这个周末一同聚在他的跟前。
Thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to gather before him this weekend.
星期五和星期六晚上我们和弟兄姊妹一同来看旧约时代一个君王所带来的复兴。
Friday night and Saturday night, we focus on the king in the Old Testament time, which brought us revival.
就是约西亚王年间的复兴。
The time of revival in the time of King Josiah.
今天早晨呢，主给我一点的带领，和弟兄姊妹来读一篇诗篇。
This morning, the Lord has given me the burden to share with you one song.
当梅弟兄问我呢，今天早上交通的题目。我当时比较仓促，我就告诉他用这一篇诗的第一句话。
At the time when Brother Moy asked me what would be the theme for this morning, and so very roughly I said, well, just the first stanza of this song.
诗篇第十六篇的第一句话说：“神啊，求你保佑我。”
The first phrase in the psalm says, "Preserve me, O God."
好不好？请我们弟兄姊妹们。我们大家一起看诗篇十六篇。
Let's look together, please, Psalm 16.
我读一句，然后翻译的姊妹呢，她也读一句。
I will first read one phrase in Chinese, and the sister who translates will also read the same verse.
因为中文圣经呢，我们大家都用同一个版本。
Because the Chinese version only has one translation.
所以我们呢可以同声的来读。
We can read it together out loud.
我不晓得我们在座英语的弟兄姊妹呢，大家是不是用同一个版本。
And I don't know whether or not you use the same translation in the English.
我们翻译的姊妹呢，她用的是 New American Standard.
I use NAS.
所以若是你跟她一样，你可以跟她一起读。
So if you also using the New American Standard Bible, you can read together with me.
好，诗篇十六篇中文我们先开始。
Chinese verse Psalm 16.
大卫的金诗，神啊，请大家一起来，中文可以读的话。
Chinese if you can.
求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
Psalm 16, a midterm of David. Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you.
我的心啊。你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
I said to the Lord, Thou art my Lord, I have no good besides thee.
论到世上的圣名，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight.
以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。
The sorrows of those who are bartered have another God will be multiplied. I shall not pour out their libations of blood, nor shall I take their names upon my lips.
耶和华是我的产业。是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. Thou dost support my lot.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me.
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
neither will thou allow thy Holy One to for thou wilt not abandon my soul to Sheol, neither wilt thou allow thy Holy One to undergo decay.
第十一节，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Verse 11, thou wilt make known to me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forever.
这一首诗是大卫写的诗。
This psalm was written by David.
啊，我们知道在历代志里面称呢，大卫是以色列家的美歌者。
We know that in the book of Chronicles, David was claimed to be the beautiful psalmist.
诗篇呢，一共有150篇。
There are 150 psalms.
大约呢，有83篇啊，是署名是大卫的诗。
And of that, 83 were written by David.
可能有更多的，还是也都是大卫写的诗。
Maybe there were even more.
我们知道在圣经里面呢，撒母耳记上和撒母耳记下是记载大卫生平的一卷书。
We know that 1 and 2 Samuel records the life recording of David.
那里记载他遇见了些什么事情，他受了什么苦，后来怎样的神使他做了以色列家的宝座。
It recorded the incidences that he went through, the sufferings that he went through, and yet later on at the end, God set him up to have the throne in of Israel.
我们可以说呢，撒母耳记上下呢，是大卫的他外面生活的一个传记。
We can say that the 1st and 2nd Samuel is a recording of the outward living situation of the life of David.
就好像我们每一个人，我们的人生呢，在哪里出生，在哪里长大，在哪里受教育，这外面的生活。
And it's very similar to like us in an outward sense, where we were born, how we grew up, where we were educated, everything in an outward physical sense.
这外面的生活呢，就是活在人面前，人可以看得见的生活。
This outward life is to live before man where man can see us.
我们可以看见大卫一生呢，可以说是有许多的苦难。
So we can see that all through the life of David, there were many sufferings.
我们中国人说呢，他的一生是颠沛流离。
And so we can see that he scattered and he was drifted into different places all through his life.
好，我不晓得我们在座弟兄姊妹呢，你一生搬过几次家
？I don't know how many times you have moved in your life so far.
好，我们中国人讲呢，这个搬家呢不聚财。
And so therefore, because we need to move from place to place, we will not gather our possession in one place.
啊，因为呢，你搬的越多，你的东西就失散的越多。
Because the more places you've moved, the more scattered your things are.
我想我们在地上呢，没有一个人搬家像大卫搬的那么多过。
I think not any one of us have moved as many times as David did.
他的苦难不仅仅是因着他犯过错。他曾经违背过神。
His suffering did not come only because he had wronged and he had wronged God.
他大部分的苦难呢，是为着神的国度，为着神的百姓而受的。
But the majority of his sufferings were because of the people of God.
但是有人说呢，诗篇呢，是大卫另外一部的传记。
But other people said that the Psalms were also another kind of biography of David.
那里不记载他到底外面遭遇了什么事情。
There it did not record his outward circumstances.
乃是他遭遇这些事情，他的心情的反应，那叫做里面的故事。
But that through the outward circumstances, it reflects the inner reaction, and those are the recordings and songs.
那就是诗篇。
And that is the song.
这里面的故事可以说是大卫里面这个人的传记。
The inward stories became the inward biography of David.
什么叫做里面的生活呢？
What does it mean by the inward life?
基督徒啊，我们不仅有外面的生活。
For Christians, we not only have the outward life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们这世上每一个人都有外面的生活。
We know that the people of the world all have an outward life.
但是神的儿女们，我们因着从主耶稣，我们得着了一个新生命。
But for Christians, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive the inner life.
当外面事情发生了，这个新生命在我们里面有一个反应。
When our things happen to us, then this inner life in us will have a reaction.
它产生出来的故事，那个叫做里面的生活。
And the story that developed became an inner life.
或者我们可以这样讲哈，基督徒里面的生活呢，乃是我们活在神面前，我们的心思意念，我们的学习和故事。
Or to say it this way, the inner life of a Christian are all of the stories and learnings we have before the Lord.
我们知道世界上的人不明白神儿女们里面的故事。
The people of the world do not understand the inner stories of Christians.
但是很可惜的，我们很多时候信了主啊，我们的注意力仍然在外面发生的事情上面。
But very sadly, all of the stories that happens to us is only because of the outward stories.
我们也常常受外面的环境和人际关系所捆绑、所辖制。
Many times we suffer and we are in bondage because of these outward circumstances.
举例来说，如果人对我好，我今天心情就很好。
For example, if someone treats me well, I'm in a good mood.
如果今天我碰见一件不愉快的事情，我整个人的里面就黑暗了。
And that when something unhappy happens to me, then all of my inside is very dark.
为什么会这样呢？
Why?
因为我们还不知道怎么过里面的生活。
Because we fail to know how to live an inner life.
所以神就借着大卫的遭遇和学习。
So God, through the circumstances and learnings of David,
把他里面生活发生的事情借着诗篇记载下来。
Through the recordings of the Psalms, it depicted what he went through in his inner life.
好叫我们今天呢，能够读这些诗篇呢，找到里面生活的方法。
So that today, as we read these Psalms, we can find the methods of living the inner life.
或者怎么这样说呢？我们学会了活在神的面前，不活在外面人事物的面前。
Or we can even say that we learn to live before God instead of living before men and things.
大卫因着会过里面的生活。
Because David knew how to live this inner life.
所以苦难在他身上呢，不仅仅是要他受苦而已。
So that the outward sufferings will not only allow him to have a way of suffering.
他所经历的苦难却为神成全了荣耀。
But that the sufferings he went through was able to accomplish glory for God.
并且主也使他自己得着了荣耀。
And even God allowed himself to gain that glory.
弟兄姊妹们，这也是神对每一个蒙恩得救神儿女们的心意。
This is the desire of all of God toward his children.
像刚才我们领诗的弟兄讲，我们活在地上了，神没有允许说我们不遇见苦难的。
Just like our song leader says that as we live on this world today, God will not allow us to avoid the suffering.
没有一个神的儿女们一生是没有经过熬炼，没有受过刺激的。
Now one of us in our life will not go through any kind of trials.
我们要记得，我们的神是爱的神。
We must remember that our God is a God of love.
在他的心中从来没有一点意念要他的儿女来受苦的。
In his heart, he would never want to have any intentions to have us just suffer.
但是为什么神许可这些苦难、这些难处、这些刺激、熬炼临到我们呢？
But why did God allow these sufferings and trials to come upon us?
神是要借着这些苦难、刺激和熬炼，把我们带到他自己的面前。
But yet through these sufferings and trials and tribulations, he wants us to come before him.
当我们借着这些苦难在祷告中到主的面前的时候，
And as we pray to God because of these sufferings,
我们就开始了学会过里面，学习如何来过里面的生活。
Then you start to learn how to live a way of inner life.
我们看见大卫，他因为找到了那条路，
Because David found this path.
所以他在地上过了一个丰富、满足，并且成全神荣耀的人生。
Therefore, David lived a life that was able to be very prosperous and a way that can accomplish God's glory.
所以今天早晨呢，我想用这一篇短短的诗篇和弟兄姊妹有一点点的分享。
So this morning, I want to use this very short psalm to share with you.
啊，我们知道在圣经里面呢，大卫写的诗有六篇，他的诗题叫做金诗。
In the whole book of Psalm, there are six of which is titled the Midterm of David.
诗篇16篇是第一篇。
Psalm 16 was the first.
然后56篇一直到60篇是后面的5篇。
And Psalm 56 to 60, these last five became the final six.
这后面的五篇的诗题就比较长一点。
The contents of the last five is longer.
把大卫在外面所遭遇的苦难、刺激和不公平的对待，稍微的略略提一点。
It depicted some of the outward sufferings that he was treated with.
然后才说这就是大卫的心思。
And it says and labeled this is the midterm of David.
这个字呢，在希伯来文呢，这个金丝这个字啊，它的意思是很难明白的，不确定的。
The meaning of midterm in Hebrew is something that is hard to understand. It's very perplexing.
所以叫做 meaning uncertain.
It's a very uncertain meaning.
很不确定的。
It's very unsure.
因为你读它好像是很宝贵，但是你直接的感觉又都是痛苦。
When you read it, it's very precious, and yet your immediate feeling is that it's very painful.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们基督徒常常在世界中遭遇事情的。我们在神面前的反应。
This really reflects our feelings when we come before the Lord.
因为我们的主是走十字架道路的主。
Because our Lord walked the path of the cross.
他带领他的儿女们在地上的经历，我们是他的门徒，对不对？
And as we lead his disciples and as we follow him, we are his disciples.
主说呢，学生不能高过先生。
The Lord says the student cannot be higher than the teacher.
我们的主走这条十字架道路，他带我们也是走十字架道路。
So when our Lord walked the way of the cross, he leads us to walk the way of the cross.
当环境临到我们带着十字架的意义的时候，弟兄姊妹，你我都会困惑，我们不确定这到底是不是主。
So when we walk across the environments with the meaning of the cross, we're not sure because we're not sure whether or not this is of the Lord.
但是若是借着这些环境，我们到了神的跟前。
But if through these situations we come before our God,
我们接受了神的帮助、拯救和教导。
We accept His help, His teachings, and His salvation.
我们得着了那生命的结果的时候。
And as a result, we receive the result of life.
哎呀，我们才发现这是化妆的祝福。
Then we realize this is a blessing in disguise.
这是何等奇妙的一个经历。
It's such a very wonderful experience.
所以它变成像金子一样那样的宝贵。
So it's so precious like gold.
所以它被称作金丝。
Therefore it's called the midterm of David.
弟兄姊妹们，若是你我不明白十字架的意义。
Today, if we fail to understand the meaning of the cross.
或者更简单的讲，若是我们只知道十字架的客观一面的意义。
Or simply put, if you only know the objective meaning of the cross,
我们一辈子的经历呢，带给我们是一个很大的问号，为什么我们的主是这样带我们？
Then all through our life, we will have a big question mark, why did God lead me in this way?
但若是我们在十字架的苦难中与基督有交通，
But if we have fellowship with the suffering of Christ,
我们就认识了神的大能。
Then you come to know the almighty work of God.
认识了神的信实。
As well as his faithfulness.
认识了神的宝贵。
And his preciousness.
而这个认识不仅仅是客观头脑的知道。
And this knowledge is not just objectively in your mind.
这个认识乃是你我生命里面有了故事。
And this knowledge allows us to have our own life stories.
这个故事乃是你和主耶稣之间的故事。
This story is the story between you and Jesus.
那个像金子一样。
And that is like gold.
所以西方人啊，讲历史叫做他的故事。
So the English word history is his story.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个基督徒的见证都是他的故事。
Every single testimony of a Christian is his story.
这就是金丝所带给我们的祝福。
This is a blessing that the midterm can bring us.
将来我们到了主的宝座跟前呢，我们有说不完的赞美，因为我认识我所信的这位主。
So later on, when we come before the throne, we will have inexhaustible praises because we know the Lord that we believed in.
我地上发生的每一件事情都是他的故事。
Every single circumstances that I went through are all his story.
但是却发生在我的身上。
But it happened to me.
这就是大卫的经历。
This is the experience of David.
这也是大卫的诗带着许多预言的光彩。
So therefore, even his psalms brings in the brilliance of his prophecies.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道主耶稣啊，是在大卫活在地上之后将近一千多年以后才出生的。
We know that Jesus was born more than 1,000 years after David.
但是大卫很多的诗里面的经历呢，准确的说出
耶稣基督的经历。
But a lot of the writings of David accurately reflects the experience of Christ.
比如说诗篇二十二篇。
Just like Psalm 22.
一般人称作弥赛亚的诗，那讲到主耶稣在十字架上的经历。
People call it the Messianic Psalm because it speaks of the suffering of Christ on the cross.
这些都是大卫他里面的故事。
And these were all the inner stories of David.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们在座很多弟兄姊妹，你里面有一些耶稣基督的故事。
And I think among us, a lot of you yourself, you have the story of Christ in you.
可能年轻的人少一点，年纪大的人多一点。
Maybe the younger ones have less than the older ones.
或者更准确的是讲，你更爱主耶稣的人多一点，少爱主耶稣的人少一点。
And even more equally, the more you love Christ, the more stories you will have.
这不是主不公平啊。
It's not that he is not fair.
主其实非常公平。
Our Lord is very fair.
但是我们今天要读的诗篇十六篇。
In this Psalm 16.
帮助我们每一个人。
Is to help all of us.
我们借着大卫啊，我们来看我们可以怎样像他一样过里面的生活。
Through David, we can be just like him, living a life of inner life.
一开头，大卫有一个呼喊，他说：“神啊！”
Right from the beginning, David called, "O God."
弟兄姊妹们，每一个信耶稣基督，我们接受了我们的主、我们的神的人。
Every one of us who have accepted Jesus Christ.
我们里面生活的开始是认识神的名。
The beginning of our life is to know His name.
我们知道，在旧约圣经里面呢。以色列人呢，在希伯来文里面有四个称呼神的这个称呼方法。
In New Testament time, there are four names that the people of God called him.
在这一篇诗里面，大卫用了三个这个名词。
In this psalm, David used three of these names.
我简单的和弟兄姊妹介绍一下。
Very simply, I want to introduce you.
创世纪第一章第一节说：“起初神。”
In Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God."
那个神呢，在希伯来文是 Elohim。
In Hebrew, that God is Elohim.
它的翻成中文的意思就是他是那至高无上的。
Meaning he is the highest God without anyone higher.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们活在民主社会的里面。
Today we're living in a very democratic world.
对，这个社会里面呢。什么？你心里面什么是至高无上的呢
？What is the highest person in your life？
我们聚会有一位本地出生的美国弟兄，他是白人。
We have a local brother among us, and he's a white person.
他常常跟我讲，他说政府算不得什么的。
Many times he says the government is really nothing.
他说我是政府的 owner.
He said I'm the owner of the government.
有一次哈，他去政府办一件事情没办成。
One time he went to the state and then he could not do whatever process he wanted to do.
回来以后非常的生气。
When he came back, he was very upset.
我是主人，结果被他们这样子说 no。
He says, "I am the owner, and yet they told no to me."
我心里就在想，你心里面至高无上的是你自己。
I thought to myself, "You are the highest person in your place."
我们没有信主以前。我们都是以自己为中心的。
Before we become a believer, we're very self-centered.
所以有人讲现在这个时代的人是 the me generation.
So people call ourselves when the me generation.
什么都是我，我是最高的。
I am the highest. Everything is me.
如果你不照我的意思，我就跟你分开。
If you do not do according to what I want, then I'm going to separate myself from you.
但是任何一个要经历神的人
，Anyone who wants to experience God，
我们要认识我们的神。要尊重他，知道他是至高无上的。
We need to know him and acknowledge that he is the one and only.
那么第二个希伯来人称神的名字。
The second name of God in Hebrew.
就是十六篇第一节第一句话这个神。
And this is the O God in Psalm 16:1.
这个神呢，翻成中文叫做以利。
In Chinese is 以利。
你知道我们主耶稣在十字架上。后三个半钟头的时候
，In the last three and a half years，
后三个钟头
，The last three hours when Jesus was on the cross，
忽然日头呢就变黑了，天地黑暗。
The sun turned dark and there was darkness everywhere。
因为父神那个时候要掩面不看他的儿子。
Because God the Father was to turn his face away from his son。
主耶稣就大声的呼喊说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼。”
And very loudly, Jesus called out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani."
你知道这个以利就是这个字。
That Eli mentioned here is this Eli.
这什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
全能的神啊
！Almighty God.
大能的神啊
！All powerful God.
你为什么离弃我
？Why did you leave me?
弟兄姊妹们，这就是 大卫在这里呼喊神的名字。
This is the name of God that David was calling.
一个人什么时候会承认别人比他有能力的？
When will a person admit the other person has more power than he?
自己感觉无能为力。
When you yourself feel that you have strengthless.
所以很多传福音的人告诉福音朋友说，人的尽头才是什么？神的起头。
So a lot of our evangelists in meeting, the preacher will tell the people that when we come to the end of ourselves, this is the beginning of God's work.
当我还有一点能力管我的人生的时候，
When I have any strength to take care of my life,
我就不需要神的能力了。
I don't need God's strength.
是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
但是呢，这一次大卫他感觉他无能为力。
And here this time, David felt that he is strengthless.
我们知道经诗呢，乃是记载大卫被扫罗极度追杀的那一段历史，它里面的故事。
We know that the victim of David here is a story when Saul was pursuing after David.
他被他的岳父天天看成眼中钉呢。
His father-in-law was chasing after him day by day.
他连跟他岳父吃餐饭呢都提心吊胆的。
He was even fearful having a meal with his father-in-law.
这时候他觉得他无能为力。
He then felt he was very strengthless.
他说：“神啊，求你保佑我。”
Preserve me, O God.
啊，这个是希伯来文对神第二个称呼，就是全能有能力的神。
And this is the second name that the Hebrews have, and that is He is God Almighty.
第三个名字在第二节里面。
In verse 2, it says the third is the Lord.
我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说。
I said to the Lord, Thou art my Lord.
啊，我们的神呢，在旧约圣经里面，神启示他的名叫做亚卫。
In the Old Testament time, God's name was called Jehovah or Yahweh.
或者 Jehovah.
Or Jehovah.
他的意思就是那永存的那一位。
The meaning is the ever-existing one.
也或者说他是的那一位。
Or he is I am that I am.
所以摩西被打发去回埃及地的时候，他问向他说话的神说，若人问我向你说话的是什么名字？
When Moses was sent back to Egypt, he asked the person, if people ask me who sent me, what should I say?
神就启示他说，我的名字就我是我所是的。
So God said, I am that I am.
到了启示录，启示主耶稣的名字的时候，他说，我是那曾经死过却永远存活的那一位。
When we come to Revelation, Jesus said, I was once dead and now I am living forever.
这告诉我们说，我们的神乃是生命的神。
It tells us that our God is the God of life.
乃是生命的主。
He is the Lord of life.
一切的生命是从他而出来。
All lives come from him.
弟兄姊妹们，这是第三个名字。
This is the third name.
第四个名字也在第二节的里面。
It's also in verse 2.
他说你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
这个主啊，在希伯来文发音我可能发的不对啊，叫做 Adonai.
In Hebrew it's pronounced as Adonai.
这个字就是他是有主宰权柄的主人。
It means that he is a God of all sovereignty.
他是 sovereign law, Lord.
He is the sovereign Lord.
我们看见一切事情是他来做主的。
That over all things, he is the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫在他的苦难中，他开始认识神的名。
In the suffering of David, he came to understand the name of God.
或者这样说，他在神面前呢，对神有一个正常的对的态度。
Or to say that before God, David had a normal and a right attitude.
他借着神的名，他就来到神的面前。
Through the name of God, he came before him.
你知道今天在21世纪啊，我们生活在所谓的这个西方基督教的社会的里面。
Now in the 21st century, we're living in this Western Christian world.
我们觉得非常可惜啊。
Very sadly.
西方人呢，他们是非常敬虔祖先的后代。
We are the descendants of very pious Christian ancestors.
但是今天我们看见了，在美国很多人不认识神的名。
But in America today, not a lot of people do not know God's name.
甚至有人呢，有意的要侮辱、要亵渎神的名。
And people even purposely blaspheme God's name.
我们神的儿女们要过里面的生活，第一个要求主启示他和他自己的名给我们。
For us to live an inner life, we need to ask the Lord to reveal to us the meaning of His name.
那么在这一章圣经里面呢，有五次大卫提到神的名。
In this psalm, five times David mentioned of God's name.
第一次在第一节。
First and first one.
第二次 和第三次在第二节。
Second and third time is verse 2.
好，然后呢，我们看见第五节。
Verse 5.
第七节。
7.
第八节。
And 8.
好，在这五次的或者这五节的圣经的里面。
In these 5 verses.
啊，其实是六次啊，但是在这五节的里面，我们看见他在主面前过里面生活的五个阶段。
And in these 5 verses, we can see that the 5 stages that he experienced.
第一个阶段，他说：“因为我投靠你。”
The first stage was that he takes refuge in God.
好，我觉得有些版本翻译，反正说我在你的里面找到避难所，这个是一个很好的翻译。
One of the translations says that in you I have found my hiding place. That's a beautiful translation.
如果我们今天在一个空旷的地方
，Today if we're in a very desolate place，
突然之间闪电。打雷，然后下大雨。
And it's all of a sudden thunder and lightning and rain.
好，我们立刻就要找一个地方去躲雨，对不对
？Immediately you want to find shelter.
那个叫做避难所。
And that is your hiding place.
而且你是跑得很快的。
You have to run very fast.
我在年轻的时候曾经到山上去，就碰见大雷雨。
When I was young, one time I was in a mountain and I met this big thundering.
我看见那个雷啊，就离我大概不到20公尺，打在地上。
And I saw the thunder coming through. It was very frightening.
你都可以感觉到那个高的电压了，在你的叫你心砰砰的跳。
You can even feel that heat coming through, and your heart be beating very fast.
这个时候，你第一个感觉就神啊，求你做我的避难所。
Your first reaction is, "Oh God, please, I want to take refuge in you."
如果能够找到一个安全的地方
，If you can find a safe place, you'll be saved.
弟兄姊妹们，不要轻看我们生活中一点的苦难。
Don't look lightly on a little bit of a suffering that we go through.
世上的人在苦难中就找路走，对不对
？The people in the world will have to find a way out.
或者向人诉苦埋怨，对不对
？Or to go and complain to others.
但是基督徒学会过，要学习过里面生活的人。
But for the Christians who want to learn to live an inner life.
碰到苦难的时候说，主啊，这是我亲近你的机会。
In times of suffering, you will say, God, this is my chance to come close to you.
主啊，我要借着这个苦难到你里面找到藏身之处。
Lord, I want to hide myself in you because of this suffering.
弟兄姊妹们，年轻人可以经历。
Young people can experience.
老年人可以经历。
So can the old.
不同年纪的人有不同的遭遇和心情。
People of different ages will have different encounters and moods.
他说我们可以到主的面前来找到避难所。
We can come to the Lord to find your hiding place.
这是我们基督徒的一个特权。
This is our privilege as Christians.
第二节他说我的心啊。
The second verse is my heart.
你曾对耶和华说
You have once said to the Lord.
你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
You are my Lord, I have no good besides you.
在他的里面呢，他的心对自己说
，He tells his heart，
他的心对主说
，His heart tells the Lord，
他说我要尊我的主为大
，I want to magnify my Lord，
尊我的主为圣
，I want to claim him as holy。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，什么叫做尊主为大，尊主为圣
？What does it mean when you magnify the Lord？
第一个经历就是我们在每一件事情上要认定他。
First of all, in everything, we've got to acknowledge Him.
好，我们要认定他负我一切的责任。
You've got to acknowledge that He is totally responsible for everything.
并且我在生活中，我遭遇这件事情，它的价值、它的意义都要归给他。
And that in everything I encounter, the value and its meaning must go back to Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们人常常问啊，你是为谁生活呢？
A lot of times we ask, Who are you living for?
你是为谁在忙碌呢？
Why are you busy? Why are you so busy?
我有时候碰见跟我同样年纪的人。
See, people I encounter with the same age, we're all grandparents.
好，我们年轻的时候为爸爸妈妈读书。
When we were young, we studied for our parents.
读完书以后，为着将来的婚姻呢，我们好好工作。
And because you want to have a good family, you want to work well.
有了家了以后呢，更是兢兢业业为着养育孩子。
After you have a family, you try very hard, diligently to raise your children.
等到我们孩子也结婚了，我们就为着孙儿孙女了。
And after your children are married, and now we want to live for our grandchildren.
我常常碰见跟我同年纪的，我们说我们的鞠躬尽瘁，死而后已，就是为着我们几个孙儿孙女。 高兴得不得了。
And so elder people, they meet each other and they greet each other and say, we live for our grandchildren.
那是不是就是你人生的价值呢？
Is that the value of your life?
为谁辛苦呢？
Why you working so hard for?
为着你自己赚了很多，你有一天可以好好退休。如果太太还在，我们两个去环游世界吗？
Is it because you want to have good retirement days, and if your spouse is still around, you can travel around the world?
你去吃过好吃的东西，那就是你人生最大的享受和意义了吗？
You've tasted the best food. Is that the meaning and the value of life?
如果你的人生只不过这样，最后不过是一声叹息。
If your life is really in such a way, then at the very end, you will have just a big sigh.
但是若是你找到了神，
But if you find God,
你说主啊，我尊你为圣。
And say, Lord, I want you to be my holy one.
这一切的事情价值都在乎你。
All of the things that I encounter, the value must be you.
我的家是为着你的。
My family is for you.
我的家所有的幸福是在乎你的。
The blessings of my life is because of you.
我的儿女是你的，不是我的。
My children are yours, not mine.
我的孙儿孙女也是你的，将来他们要归给你的。
My grandchildren are yours, and one day they are to be given back to you.
弟兄姊妹，那你说有所有的劳苦有了价值。
Then all of your labor will have its value.
所以大卫说，我的好处不在你以外。
That's why David says, I have no good besides you.
如果离开了你，我就一点好处都没有。
Aside from you, I have no good.
将来都是空的。
At the end, everything is emptiness.
今天若是我得着了主，我会尊主为大。
Today, if I gain the Lord, then He is my only one.
你我都可能会遭遇别人遭遇的事情。
You and I can encounter what other people encounter.
但是在这些事情里面，弟兄姊妹，奇妙啊！神的祝福，神的荣耀要显出来。
But very amazingly, his blessings and his glory will show himself.
那么这个认定了以后呢，他在生活中有一个极大的爱慕。
Because of this acknowledgement, he has a tremendous desire in his life.
他说，论到世上的圣名呢，他们又没有善事，我极其喜悦，极其爱慕的。
As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight.
有读圣经的人告诉我们呢。
People who read the Bible.
大卫用这个词啊，在希伯来文里面只用在两种事情的上面。
David used this term over two different issues.
第一个，这个圣洁的。
First, the saints.
啊，是指着神说的。
Speak to the saint speaks of God.
就是 Holy One.
The Holy One.
那是唯一圣洁的，那是我们的神。
The only holy one is God himself.
那么他说是住在地上的人又圣洁，那是指着什么说的呢？
But those who dwell on earth are the holy ones.
他们
Then who do they refer to?
他们犹太人读希伯来文旧约圣经的人说。
The Jewish people reading the Hebrew original.
那是指着亚伦和他的家说。
Speaks of Aaron and his family.
为什么呢？因为亚伦他们的一生呢，没有产业。他们的产业是耶和华自己。
Because Aaron and his household had no earthly inheritance, and the only inheritance is God himself.
他们是侍奉神的人。
These are the people of God who serve him.
他们一生的价值，一生的意义，都在乎他们的神。
All of the value and meaning of their whole life is God himself.
大卫自己不是利未支派的。
David himself was not a descendant of Levi.
更不在亚伦的家族这个体系里面。
Nor was he in the lineage of Aaron.
但是他羡慕能够像他们一样侍奉神。
But he desired to be like them to serve God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们新约时代比大卫有福气啊。
We're more blessed to be in the New Testament time.
每一个蒙恩得救的人，你都可以侍奉神。
Every one of us who are born again, we can all serve God.
我们全体都是祭司。
Collectively, we are priests.
而且是尊尊的祭司。
We are very honorable priests.
是因着耶稣基督的救赎。
Because of the redemption of Christ.
所以聚会的时候，我们早一点到。
So when we come early enough in the meeting,
我们和几位弟兄姊妹一起祷告。弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？天使看见神的荣耀在这些人身上。
When you come early to pray with a few people, the angels can see that God's glory is among this group.
你站在门口，看见弟兄姊妹来或朋友进来，你跟他们打个招呼，问个安，弟兄姊妹，你在做祭司。
When you're standing at the door to be the usher and greeting everyone that comes in, you're working in the status of a priest.
聚会的时候，我们心向着主，我们为主的同在，为主在这里彰显他的作为祷告。
In the meeting, when your heart is facing toward the Lord and you pray for this meeting.
弟兄姊妹们，你在尽祭司的职分。
You're fulfilling the function of a priest.
这是大卫心中所喜悦、所爱慕的。
This is what David liked and desired after. Then he talks about his ambition. The sorrows of those who have bartered for another God will be multiplied.
过去, 两个晚上我和弟兄姊妹讲到犹大国的衰败。
The last two evenings I talked about the falling of the nation of Judah.
他们因着不肯对付自己的肉体, 以至于落进了拜偶像的里面。
Because they failed to deal with the flesh, so therefore they fell into idolatry.
所以他们的国度里面充满了不公平, 充满了邪恶, 充满了情欲, 充满了败坏。
So there's a lot of injustice and flesh and wicked things and idolatry.
大卫说, 这些我都不要,
我都分别开来。 David says, I won't have no part of this.
这是他的心智。
That was his ambition of David.
弟兄姊妹, 这个叫做尊主为圣。
This is having the holiness unto the Lord.
第一个, 爱慕, 把我人生的价值, 借着我的生活和服侍归给神。
First, through my life and my service, I want to give it to the Lord.
第二个,
Second,
专一地尊重我的主, 其他的神的名号提都不提, 想都不想, 看都不看。
I will only focus on my Lord and I will not mention any other gods or even think of them.
这是大卫的第二步的学习。
This is the second stage of David.
弟兄姊妹, 每一次啊, 每一天呢, 我们都可以这样子祷告到主的跟前。
We can pray this way every time and every day.
然后到了第五节,
Now we come to verse 5.
我们看见大卫说啊, 耶和华是我的产业,是我杯中的份。
David says, The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
我所得的,你为我持守。
Thou dost support my lot.
我们读民数记,
When we read the book of Numbers,
读约书亚记,
The book of Joshua,
我们看见了以色列人要来到迦南地,
Before the Israelites were able to come into the land of Canaan,
神告诉摩西说, 你们要再数点以色列百姓。
God told Moses that you are to number and take census of God's people.
男丁的人数, 将来到了应许之地, 要把产业分给他们。
According to the head counts of the males, you have to give them their inheritance.
而且他们不是自己选, 我要在哪里住。
They cannot choose where they are to live.
神为他们安排好。
God already pre-scheduled and pre-planned for them.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们人出生在地上, 有很多事情你我可以自己做选择的。
When we're born on earth, there's a lot of choices that we can make ourselves.
但是也有很多事情是你我不能做选择的。
But there's a lot of things that you and I cannot choose.
那不能我们自己做选择的, 那是神给我们的产业。
Those that we have no choice to choose are the inheritance that God has given to us.
比如说,你不能选谁做你的父母亲。
For example, you cannot choose who your parents are.
你父母亲把你生下来, 你就在这个家中。
Your parents give birth to you, you're born in this family. You have no choice.
我自己成长的年代, 我们的父亲呢, 都是比较权威式的。
The time when I grew up, our parents are very authoritative.
我一个好朋友啊, 他说我爸爸真不讲理。
My friend says, my father is so illogical.
他说我自己都长大做事,不用我爸爸的钱,也结婚了。
He says, I grew up, I work, I don't use my father's money, and I'm married.
我去看我父亲,我父亲说,我是你的爸爸,我什么事要管你,你都得听。
And so when he went to visit his father, he says, I'm your dad, whenever I say something, you still have to listen to me.
所以我们两个在一起常常彼此叹息啊,我们命真苦啊。
So between the two of us, we sigh and say we live a rough life.
为什么我们的父亲不像那个人的爸爸那么开明呢?
How come our father is not like that person's father, who is a lot more reasonable?
弟兄姊妹, 如果大卫要抱怨的话, 他也会很多的苦水。
If David were to complain, he had a lot to complain about.
你知道大卫前面有七个哥哥?
You know, there were seven brothers of David.
撒母耳去他家的时候,他爸爸把七个哥哥都找来,就忘记他了。
When Samuel came to look him up, his father brought the seven brothers and forgot about him, who was in the wild.
我不晓得大卫在旷野牧羊有没有想,我真羡慕他生在那个人家。
I don't know if David would think, I'd rather be born in the other person's family, not this one.
或者他想,我真羡慕,为什么不生的做老大呢?我怎么要做一个老幺呢?
And he probably would think, how come I'm not the oldest and I have to be the youngest?
福州人讲的,妹啊,这尾巴呢?
Now, why am I in the tail end of everything?
是不是呢?
Isn't that true?
但是大卫没有这样。
But David didn't think so.
他说,耶和华是我的产业。
Says, God is my inheritance.
他虽然不是祭司,不是 亚伦家族的。
Even though David was not a priest and he was not in the lineage of Aaron.
在旧约时代，只有亚伦家族的人敢说耶和华是我的产业。
Only in the Old Testament time, the descendants of Aaron can say that the Lord is my inheritance.
他们才有资格说。
They have this privilege.
但是大卫却说耶和华是我的产业。
But David said, God is my inheritance. What does it mean?
他把神所定命给他的，他通通看成宝贵的。
Everything that has been predestined to him, he sees them as precious.
弟兄姊妹们，他就不埋怨。
Because of that, he will not complain.
他也不比较。
Or compare.
他也不嫉妒。
Or jealous.
他也不跟别人争竞。
Or strive.
弟兄姊妹们，多少时候我们不服神给我们的安排？
So many times we are not happy with what God has arranged for us.
我们真像旧约新约时代的扫罗一样，用脚去踢刺。
Just like Saul in the New Testament time that he kicked against the goals.
所以我们越想逃脱这些，我们就越苦。
The more you want to run away from this, the more suffering you feel.
大卫得着一个新的眼光。
But then David regained a new eyesight.
你知道产业是有一个地方的。
You know, inheritance has a boundary.
有一个place. 然后有一个疆界的一个。
And then there's a boundary.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫不能选，他先走过别人那边很好，他想这个是我的。
He cannot go to another place and choose that because that's a better place.
结果主没有带他往后走，到了最后呢，是一个 dead end.
And then God said, "No, you don't go here. You go here, and this is the dead end."
他不能说主啊，为什么不是那一块？
And he cannot say, "God, why can't I choose that piece instead?"
主给他的地方，他说好，主啊，我接受。
The place that God allotted to him, he says, "Thank you, God."
然后耶和华又是他杯中的份。
And it says, "The Lord is my cup."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人的心就像一个杯一样。
All of our hearts are like a cup.
你的心有多大，你就能够盛装主有多少。
The bigger your heart is, the more you can contain of the Lord.
所以主在我们身上呢，他为了要多给我们他自己。
In order for him to give more of himself to us.
他就要借着许多的事情来扩大我们的心。
Through many, many things, he is to enlarge our hearts.
要增加。基督在我们里面的度量
，to increase the measure of Christ in us，
直到有一天能够从我们身上满溢出来
，so that one day it will overflow。
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你在教会生活中有没有这种经验
？I don't know if you experienced this in church life。
我在很年轻的时候我就观察到这种现象。
When I was very young, I saw this phenomenon。
有时候我在聚会生活服事的里面
，in my service，
不知不觉就落进了压力，落进了苦闷。落进了不平的情况里面。
And inadvertently, I will feel very pressured and very bittersweet in my life.
但是我是一个学习服侍主的工人。
But I'm a worker.
所以我就不能够跟别人诉苦。
And I cannot complain to others.
我也不能请假不来聚会。
And I cannot take a time off and not come to the meeting.
来聚会了，里面又没有力量，外面又装出个笑容，这很虚假。
It's so difficult because I have no strength inside, but I have to smile.
所以我常常想，我真像个法利赛人一样。
So I thought to myself, I'm very much like a Pharisee.
我来聚会呢。
I come to the meeting.
怎么能服侍别人呢
？How can I serve others？
但有的时候，我接待一位年长的弟兄姊妹到我家住两天。
And sometimes I receive an elderly brother to come and stay with us.
好像他们一进来了。他们也没做什么，就在我家，我们就跟他讲讲话。
So they come and we didn't say too much, and we would just chat in the living room.
我觉得晚上睡得好安息啊。
I feel I can sleep very well at night.
吃饭吃的，这个好像我姊妹做的菜都比较香一点。
My wife's cooking is even better.
我就常常想到底什么原因。
I thought to myself, why is that?
后来我发现他们的度量不一样。
Then I realized that their capacity is different from mine.
因为主在他们里面能够倒进基督的成分比我多得多。
Because God can pour more measure of Christ in them than me.
而且呢，倒到一个地步，从他们身上满溢出来，他不跟你讲道，但是他把基督给你。
To the point that it overflows, he doesn't have to preach to you, but then he already gave us Christ.
这就是大卫他爱慕的。
This is what David
desires. 这就是大卫他心里面的认定。
And this is the acknowledgement that David had in his heart.
所以他的经历都是可以得着基督的。
So all of his experiences he could gain Christ.
所有的遭遇都是神量给他，神要把他自己加给他的。
And all of his circumstances were measured to him by God.
而且他得着一次有了这经历以后
Once he had this experience,
他知道 他这个人靠不住。
That he himself realized that he himself is not dependable.
他会失落的。
He can fall.
他说，所以我所得着的是你为我持守。
Says what I have gained, you will support my lot.
啊，今天人都讲这个 sustainable， 对不对
？Nowadays people talk about sustainability.、
有的中文把它翻成就是永续的。
Some people call it you can have it forever.
啊，就是你稍得着的时候那么新鲜，过了三十年以后呢，没有失落。
Meaning after you have it today, after 30 years, you have not lost it.
我们在主里有一点学习的人都知道。
Those of us who have some learning before the Lord. Man can change.
有的人呢是越变越好。
Some people are changed for the better.
但是很可惜，大多数的人年轻的时候很好，到了一个年纪，经过一些事情就变了。
But sadly, the majority of us, we start very well, but through some circumstances, we change.
因为他不会让主来为他持守。
Because we fail to have the Lord to sustain for us.
他每天在里面，他都求主保守他。
Every single day, David asked the Lord to sustain him.
大卫是失败过的人。
David was a man who once failed.
当他坐了以色列家的宝座。
After he was enthroned.
我们知道，他夺了别人的妻子，谋杀了他的忠臣。
We knew that he had taken somebody else's wife and even killed another person.
那件事叫大卫非常的痛苦。
That really grieved David's heart.
所以他知道他所得着的，他成功了以后人容易放松，他不敢。
He realized that after he's successful, it's easy for him to let loose. He dare not do it anymore.
我在年轻的时候就有年长的基督徒这个劝勉我。
When I was young, the elderly Christians exalted me.
他说基督徒什么时候最容易跌倒呢
？When is the easiest time for a Christian to fall？
我那时候答不上来。
I didn't know the answer then.
我说受试探的时候，受引诱的时候，
I said,
他说
In times of temptation, he said yes.
什么时候试探会来找你
？When will temptations come？
当你觉得你最属灵的时候。
When you feel you're most spiritual.
当你我觉得我最会依靠主的时候。
When you and I feel that we can trust in the Lord the most.
当你我看别人的时候觉得我比他好一点的时候。
When you see that and feel that you're better than the next person.
我们立刻这个人就放松了。
Immediately, you that person will be loose.
所以大卫学会呢，轻看自己。
So David learned to despise himself.
弟兄姊妹们，并且他会欣赏神所量给他的。
And he was able to appreciate what the Lord has allotted to him.
他说用神量给我的坐落在佳美之处。
So the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
我的产业实在美好。
Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me.
弟兄姊妹，这一段的经历，我称它叫做大卫把自己伏在神大能的手下。
In this stage in David's life, we can say that he merged himself and submitted himself into the Almighty hand of God.
在每一件事情。的背后，他看见神的慈爱和神的手。
Behind every single event, he was able to see God's love and God's hand.
用属灵的名词称呢，这叫做学圣灵管制的功课。
The spiritual term is to learn the lesson of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，你为什么碰到一个难办的同事呢
？How come you have a very troublesome colleague？
是神要借着难办同事，把他自己，把基督加给我。
Because through this troublesome colleague, he is to give you more of Christ.
那么到了第七节
，come to verse seven.
第四个学习
，this is a fourth stage.
他说：“我必称颂那指教我的耶和华。
”I will bless the Lord who has counseled me.
我的心常在夜间也警戒我。
My mind instructs me in the night.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个时候啊，他经过环境，他开始听见主的教导。
In this stage, he was able to hear God's teaching when he goes through circumstances.
这是里面生活开始成熟的一种的表现。
This is a reflection of maturity in our spiritual life.
很多事情的意义背后发生的这个情况，主在里面用清楚的话语教导他。
In difficult circumstances, the Lord explains very clearly what he meant.
所以他有一个受教能听的。受教的心能听的耳朵。
So he had a very teachable heart and a hearable ear.
他每次遵从了主的教导，他就发现主的教导真是奇妙，他起来称颂神。
And every time he followed through the counseling of the God, then he is able to bless him.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经历？
Have you experienced this?
有的时候我们碰到一些事情，真是为难了。
When we encounter difficult situations, it's tough.
我该这样做。
You think I will do it this way?
过几分钟呢，又想我要那样做。
And after several minutes, you think, no, I'll do it that way.
一个弟兄一个姊妹给我建议一下，写个短信，我又想要那样做。
And then I get a text message, I'll do it another way.
我们这个人起起伏伏，上上下下。
We go up and down.
当你学会过里面的生活。
But once you learn how to live the inner life.
我们伏在主的手中安静的时候。
And you submit yourself under the Lord and you get, be calm.
主就向我们说话。
In your quietness, God will speak.
是在聚会中一个人说一句话。
Sometimes in a meeting, somebody says a phrase.
我的灵里面听进去。
You hear in your spirit.
有的时候我们读圣经，忽然之间一句话，好像是主给我的答案。
Sometimes you read the scripture, and suddenly you come to a verse. You feel like this is God's answer to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是每个基督徒可以享受的福分。
This is a blessing that all of Christians can experience.
他要亲自来引领，来教导我。
God Himself will personally guide and teach us.
就连晚上睡觉的时候。
Even when you sleep.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹做不做梦。
Do you dream?
有的人呢晚上会做梦的。
Some people at night they dream a lot.
以前是白天做的什么事，日有所思，夜有所梦。
Sometimes the things you work in the day, you will dream about it at night.
我讲一点，我 有几次梦很特别。
I will say several times I have some very special dreams.
我在晚上呢，好像有一位来教导我读圣经。
I felt in my dream somebody came and taught me the Bible.
有一次我生病。
One time I was very sick.
我出去服侍回来就得了这个热带的。这个热病，发烧，天天发烧。
One time after I came out to serve, I came back home and I had this malaria.
我祷告主，我说主啊，为什么让我生病，不让我快点好
？I asked Lord, why is it I am not healed when I'm still sick?
主很清楚告诉我说，我要你休息。
The Lord very clearly told me, I want you to rest.
我就在床上整整躺了30天。
I stayed in bed for 30 days.
主很清楚告诉我，30天以后你一定好。
Very clearly, the Lord says, after 30 days, you'll be healed.
那我就乖乖的，除了起来聚会、吃饭以外，我都躺在床上。
Aside from going up to the meeting and eating my meals, I stayed in bed.
有时候就忙忙糊糊啊，睡着了。
Sometimes I feel as if I was asleep.
但是在那一个月中间呢，每一次睡着，好像我就在以弗所教会里面一样。
And every night when I sleep, I felt like I was in the church of Ephesus.
主就为我讲解以弗所书。
The Lord spoke to me the book of Ephesians.
真是奇妙了。
Amazing.
我现在回想起来，不敢想象。
It's unimaginable.
到了第三十天。
By the 30th day, my fever went away. I was back to normal.
弟兄姊妹们，神的儿女们呢、啊？神看顾保守我们。
God takes care of us.
特别你肯过里面的生活的时候
，especially when you're willing to live an inner life，
主看顾你，保守你我哈、啊，像保守他自己眼中的瞳人一样。
God cares for us like the pupil of His eye。
好，那么他里面深处能够跟主交通有响应。
And in the depth of David's being, he was able to have fellowship and echo with the Lord。
所以他说，在夜间我的心肠都警戒我。
He says, "In my mind, instructs me in the night."
把主向他说的话。再向自己说一遍。
Whatever the Lord has spoken to him, he will tell himself again.
最后一个学习。
Last stage.
到了第八节一直到十一节。
From verses 8 to 11.
我们的这一段呢，非常的重要和宝贵。
This stage is very important and precious.
到五旬节那一天，圣灵降下来。
The time of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came.
彼得起来解释他们的经历，为耶稣基督做见证的时候。
Peter explained what they have experienced and to testify of Christ.
他就用了这几节的圣经。
He made use of these few verses.
他说：“我常把我的主摆在我的面前。
”I set my Lord continually before me.
在大卫，彼得引用的时候呢，因为那时候已经应验了，他说：“大卫说。”我先看见我的主在我的眼前了。
Because he says, Peter says, I have already seen the Lord placed before me.
大卫那个时候，他学习活在神的面前。到了新约时代，彼得解释说，他看见了基督是他的主。
David learned to place Christ before him, and Peter explained that he saw Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，一个基督徒开始学习啊，他脱开环境。
When a Christian learns to be done away with his personal environment.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候很容易被环境搅扰和影响，
Many times,
对不对？
We're easily stirred by what we encounter.
如果我们在上班的地方有一个很不讲理的老板，
In our workplace, if we have a very unreasonable boss,
我们就天天不想去上班。
So every day you don't want to go to work.
或者我们就天天想辞工找另外一个工作。
Or you want to quit and find another job.
但是若是你的眼前呢，
But before you go to work, what you see in front of you is the Lord Himself and not your boss.
主就要带我们超越这件事情。
Then the Lord will help you to overcome this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
this is a very important learning for Christians. This is the life of living in the presence of God.
我们仍然要过我们每天该过的生活。
You still need to live your daily life.
人看我们是在那个环境里,
People can see that we are in that environment.
但是我自己心里知道,
but in our heart, we know that we live in His presence.
弟兄姊妹,这是大卫里面生活开始成熟了。
This is when the inner life of David becomes mature.
当他这样活在主面前的时候, 他就经历主右手的拯救, 帮助。
When he learned to live in the presence of God, he was able to experience the salvation power of his right hand. We don't have time to expound on the testimony. In my 40 years of service, I see this testimony among many Christians. As they live this way before the Lord, not only were they able to supersede their immediate surroundings,
而且他们呢,经历了十字架死而复活的大能,
and they're able to experience the power of being going through death unto life.
所以大卫在这里讲了,我的心,我的灵,我的肉身都因他欢喜。
Therefore, David says, my heart, my glory, and my flesh all rejoice.
而且呢,他能够活在盼望,
that he can dwell securely in hope and rest.
弟兄姊妹们,就是经过死荫的幽谷,
even walking through the valley of the shadow of death, he will fear no evil.
这就是我们主耶稣在十字架上的死。
This is the death of Christ on the cross.
我们知道主耶稣死的时候, 他说,父啊, 我将我的灵交给你。
When Jesus Christ died, he says, Father, I give my spirit to you.
他就垂手断气了。
And he breathed his last.
你知道主耶稣死, 不是用他的神性去阴间的。
When Jesus Christ died, he did not go into Hades in his divine nature.
他是站在你我人性的里面, 真的被死拘禁,被死带到阴间去。
And death brought him into Hades in his humanity.
这三天,他安静地等候神让他出来。
And 3 days, he waited for God to bring him out.
这是经历复活的大能。
This is experiencing the power of resurrection.
所以到了第十一节, 他说了,
so we come to verse 11 where it says, Thou will make known to me the path of life.
弟兄姊妹们,
the secret of living an inner life is to walk the path of life.
每一个基督徒, 好, 圣灵已经住在我们里面。
For every Christian, the Holy Spirit is already dwelling in our hearts.
圣灵被称作生命的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the life, the Spirit of life.
他在你我里面呢,会给我们一个生命的感觉。
In you and I, He will give us the sense of life.
这个生命的感觉是照着神的性情的。
The sense of life is according to the nature of God.
照着基督的性格的。
According to the characteristic of Christ.
若是我们活在这个生命的感觉里面,
if we're living in this sense of life,
弟兄姊妹们, 这就是走生命的道路。
This is walking the way of life.
在这生命的道路中, 弟兄姊妹们, 在他的面前有喜乐,
in his way of life, in his presence, there's fullness of joy.
有满足的喜乐,
fullness of joy.
在他的拯救右手中有永远的福乐,
and in his right hand, what he saves is pleasures forevermore.
走里面道路的人呢, 他有一个说不出来属天的荣光和喜乐。
The person who walks the way of life, in him, there's this unspeakable joy.
愿主 教导我们过里面的生活。
May the Lord teach us to live this inner life.
愿主指示我们走生命的道路。
And shows us to walk the path of life.
今天有的人走工作的道路。
Some people today walk the path of work.
有的人走知识的道路。
Or even the path of wisdom of knowledge.
有人走恩赐的道路。
Or even the path of gifts.
弟兄姊妹, 你真正要以耶和华做产业, 求主把生命的道路指示给我们。
But if we want our Lord to be our inheritance, may the Lord give us this path of life.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你怎样借着大卫的遭遇和经历,
through the circumstances and sufferings of David,
教导他学习投靠你,
You taught him how to take refuge in you.
学习尊你为圣。
And honor you as holy.
学习服在你大能的手下。
Submit under your mighty word.
学习接受你的教导。
Accepting all of your teachings.
并且活在你的跟前。
As well as living in your presence.
亲爱的主，愿你今天也借着圣灵和你的话语。
Lord, today may through your Holy Spirit and your word
也教导我们过里面的生活。
Teach us also to live an inner life.
将你生命的道路指示我们。
Show us the path of life.
好叫我们享受你为我们预备那满足的喜乐。
So that we can enjoy that abundant joy.
好使你的儿女们能够把称颂、赞美和荣耀归给你。
So your children can give you the praises and the glory.
也归给爱我们的父神。
And even the Father who loves us.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.